Hello and welcome to episode 55, season 2, episode 10 to be exact, of the D Hoop University podcast. This is your host, Daryl Harris, also known as D Hoopster. The intro is going to be short and sweet. Sorry, I apologize for some time off. I was a little under the weather. Kicked that. Also had to get over my Lakers getting eliminated. Got over that. Now we've got some ground to cover, and that's exactly what we're going to do. I had to call up somebody that I knew I could have a fire conversation with because we had to talk some hoops. We had to talk some rap beef, and that's exactly what you're about to get, folks. Great conversation with me and my boy Kev, who, backstory on that, met each other as co-workers at Costco in the pandemic. Got to supervise together. Fast forward, my dog's a manager now. Shout out to him. Thanks for coming through the pod and cooking up with your boy. We're gonna get up to speed. Playoffs, getting up to speed. Drake versus Kendrick, catching up to speed. Without further ado, let's talk some hoops and some music. I didn't do much on the front, not much to set this up. I didn't want to have too much of our conversation not recorded because, man, I got my dog with me, man. We haven't got the chance to chop it up in a minute.
I know. And only hey.
Mr. Kevin Wilson, Mr. Supervisor.
Hello. Hey, we manager now, baby. We moved up another level.
Stop it. He ain't got the red vest no more. He just, you know, buttoned down, tucked in. Look for the black man that got a little sweat going. And he gonna fix your problems.
You know they gonna get their money's worth over here. You know what I'm saying? Add the value to the business, grow the culture. You know how it is.
Hey, man, congratulations, dog.
Hey, man. Hey, they treated me right. I ain't even gonna lie to you. They treated me right. You know, give me a lot of opportunities. It's really nice.
And it wasn't handed out, though.
That's for sure. No, hey. Sometimes your work ethic has to show more than your charisma. And then in this case, I just happen to have a little bit of both. So a little work ethic, a little charisma, and some inclusion, knowing how to utilize the wonderful people around me. And that's going to take you to the championship. So I'm on my third ring, I like to call it. So we're on my third ring now.
Hey, that's a victory lap, bro. For the listeners, this is my dog, Mr. Kevin Wilson. Entrepreneur, you just heard him, manager at the newest Costco wholesale in Las Vegas as of now.
Come on now.
It's booming down there. St. Rose, look for my mans, Mr. Member Service.
Come on, man.
CMOS on deck.
Definitely got the CMOS. Apple or strawberry, get you right, keep your skin nice and smooth, you know what I mean? Don't give you no problems every day with the CMOS.
Motivational speeches on deck, words of wisdom, encouragement, and girl dad, all of that.
Hey, man, That's I feel like an introduction to the promised land.
Nah, bro, I'm definitely happy to do this. So for one, we're going to get right to it because we got things to do today. But I haven't recorded, man, in like 2 weeks or so. I was down and out. I had freaking caught a case of conjunctivitis. Did I say that right?
Yeah, conjunctivitis. Sound like a build up of mucus.
Little baby pink eye. Lingered for a little bit. Throat was gone. Voice was gone for a minute. I tried to come on here. I was sounding all nasally. I'm like, nah, man, we're going to let this rock. Then the Lakers got bounced. And I said, look, man, I ain't got much to say right now. Y'all want me to talk about, man? Y'all saw what Murray did, which y'all want me to come on here and say, man.
No, hey, man, here's the thing. I don't feel like the Nuggets beat us. I feel like the Lakers beat us. I feel like we beat ourselves. You can't be up 20 points at the half, like 3 out of 5 games, and then just give the game away. Lazy passes. Like, I don't know if they was tired. I don't know what the deal was, but we gave those games away. The Nuggets are a great team, but they was not better than the Lakers, and it showed every first half. Every first half.
What do you want me to say, man? What do you want me to come on here and say right after that? You know?
Hey.
It's on the rundown, though. Don't trip. We're going to get into it in a little more detail. What we doing today, bro? So, for one, welcome to D-Hoop University. We're going to get you a student ID. We're going to get you a polo. We're going to get you to welcome the freshmen, you know, welcome the campus pack. We're going to get you all of that shipped up.
Now, please, plug me.
What we're going to do today is, I like to call it the seven somethings. Meaning, there's a lot to get to. Like I said, a couple weeks off or so from the pod. But we're going to breeze through some of these things and kind of get caught up to speed. And first up on the list of the seven somethings, y'all know exactly what it is.
Come on now.
It's the beef that the world is talking about. I guess the beef is cooked now. I guess it's done. They done took it off the grill. They done closed the grill. They done raked the coals off.
Yeah, it's over now. They got this.
Dinner is served.
Yeah, everybody's going on hiatus to go refresh their lives, yeah, get things right.
They rubbing their stomachs now on the couch. It is cooked.
Yeah. Hey, I loved it until it got so personal. To me, it got too personal.
I concur with you. And what I'm going to say first is, because we got into it a little bit before it got kicked into really, really high gear. It was only like that. And that was really it, I think. Mio and Shiv were talking about it. But what I'm going to lead with, bro, and it's just to, you know, to where we're at now with it. I want these two gentlemen to attempt to squash this, man.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's not going to happen?
No. This. They're going to be 20 years deep before they get on stage together. It didn't hit too serious. They went to hell. They went to hell with the allegations and the opinions and perspective. There's no squashing that.
I know, man. I know the bridge is burnt. It's crumbled. It is in the water. You know what I mean? The reason I say that, and the reason I want to say that first, it's just, we, you know, I'll get serious first, and then we can, you know, all the jokes and stuff is cool. But a joke ain't, where's Joe Budden? The joke's not funny if we never get serious. And yeah. we already saw it this week. There's a shooting at Drake's crib. His man's got hit in the chest, needed surgery. I haven't necessarily heard the latest on that. That was 2 days ago.
He was in critical condition.
Yeah, man, it's a serious reason why I said, look, all right, can we squash it? It's because y'all just put on a clinic, an exhibition. Yeah. The world is talking about hip-hop. Numbers about to be back up. Everybody's rejuvenated to release new music. They got the spark back. Y'all just injected. What we were saying on that first pod was that, yo, the game is cooked right now. The hip-hop was not, like I was saying, like, who's Ja Morant? Who's Luka Doncic?
Right.
Who
bringing the miracles?
It's been 15 years of these guys. So, yeah, overall interest is dipping because it's stagnant. We need something to kind of bring some new life into the game. And a lot of folks have fallen off. A lot of folks have unfortunately gotten taken away from us, whether that's Nipsey, Pop Smoke, Juice WRLD, whoever you want to say.
That's true.
The reason why I wanted to lead with this, and like I said, I don't want to serious it out. But bros got kids, bros got families. We not trying to be on Instagram all sad.
Right.
But this is hip. And I say that because it's hip hop. It's oppressive.
Yeah.
Like we both just acknowledged, it's past that. It's a lot of ego involved.
Heck yeah.
They done took it all the way there. So we probably not getting that. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? If my boy Drizzy is changed in the public light, bro. This one hurt. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, no. I don't know if he's changed, but let me tell you something. Three things that to me is very important. One of the main things that's important is we will not get a what a time to be alive to. That is the most heartbreaking thing in the world. That would have been a perfect album for this summer because what a time to be alive right now. There's so many amazing things happening in the world. And then we turn around and we do this. Like, damn, Young Metro. I blame him. It's his damn fault. It's Young Metro's fault. He just split up Drake and Future, and that just breaks my heart. And I feel like they chose, they had, everybody had to choose their side who they're most loyal to. That's one thing. I like the way.
It's a reason why I even left that's because, 2024 got some big year energy.
Yeah, like dude.
So it's like, look, anything is possible. We don't want it to go left.
Correct. Number two, I like that Drake actually came with a diss record. I've been waiting for this man to show his level of skill for a long time. Like, I've been waiting, because I know he got it. I know it's been there. He's been at the top. And remember when he had that little moment where he pulled down the glasses and he had a little drink in his hand and he was doing that?
Yeah. The tweet and the leaders.
That was the invitation to war. That was the invitation to war. You can't be at the top of your game, pull your glasses down, and threaten somebody with a drink in your hand and expect folks not come see about you. Because now somebody going to come see about you. But I feel like it was all set up. I feel like Young Metro set the play up. They set it up. They threw Kendrick on there. And then it became about Kendrick and Drake. And then my last thing is, I kind of felt like Jay-Z Nas energy. It wasn't just Drake versus Kendrick. This was, you had to pay attention to every diss song. Drake had to reference multiple people. He had to reference A$AP Rocky. He had to reference Rick Ross. He had to reference different people. Kendrick only had to focus on Drake.
Bitty Future, right.
I just
got through the Joe Budden pod. It was a massive one, 4 hours worth. But bro's been on top of this and smashing it. He had too much dip on his chip, man.
He did that too, and nobody spoke up. Where's Wayne? No offense. Where's Wayne? Like, yo, your man's out here. It's like it's 20-1 for real. Like, and then the battle was crazy because it's not regular people. It ain't just people you can ignore. You got Kendrick.
It's Titans.
Yeah, like, bro, you got this man looking like Hercules going against the Titans. That's what it looked like. But that's a lot. That's a lot for that man. And don't get me wrong, I still think he's at the top of his game because he gave Rocky bars. Like, bye, Rocky, you out of there. You can't even, don't respond. You just be quiet. I felt like he should have ignored completely Rick Ross. I feel like he shouldn't have said one word to him. Not one. Rick Ross needed that attention for some reason. I don't know why. And I felt like he should have just ignored Rick Ross and focused only on Kendrick. Nothing else. Every song should have been directly for Kendrick. After he dropped and called A$AP Rocky by his government name, it should have been focused directly on Kendrick and nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Then that could have been the heat of the moment.
Because you can't get distracted going against the killer. You playing Kobe Bryant. You can't be trying to talk to the bench.
Right. You shooting the three, turn around looking at the bench, but you low-key down 4 points. Like, hold on. You focus on the game, brother. You got to focus on the opponent right ahead of you. Because Kendrick was moving smart. He was predicting moves. He was doing all types of stuff. He knew Drake was going to have a diss song for that song, and he was planning for it. So he dropped a bop at the end. Was the smartest thing to do.
He manipulated it to where he had home court advantage. It felt like he did. The whole time. And he played it smart. And Drake
fell for it.
And it's crazy, man. Like, this thing, I was consumed with this for, like, the past. Like, just, you know, for one, I didn't have a choice. TL looks like I'm on the search tab with one of their names in the bar. When literally it was just a timeline. Every post is about it. Every tweet is about it. And, man, these have been our, especially speaking for my generation, these are the guys. This is our coming of age.
Like, yeah.
I don't want to put heroes to make it seem like so, you know, put so much pressure on it. But it's like, these are the people that we identify with the most.
Hey, man, they've been hogging the whole thing for a very long time. When did Drake like really drop? Like 2009? So sure. They've been hogging it for that long. And then Kendrick comes in there and it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense for them to come to the head like this.
because it was giving Jay-Z and Nas energy for a very long time. You know what I mean? And Drake would be Jay-Z in this situation. Think about when Jay-Z had to do Takeover.
You know, I wanted somebody that could speak on that from true experience as well, too.
Because it's the same. When Jay-Z did Takeover, it wasn't just about Nas. He had to talk about Mobb Deep. He had to talk about different variations of people. What did Drake have to do? But then when you look at Nas and Nas Drop Ether, it was solely for Jay-Z.
Like you done woke up the wrong bear.
Right. Right. Now you got a mad conscious man writing about you. He's sitting down thinking deeply, passionately, with a quadruple metaphor coming with everything. He about to come with everything. He made a whole storyline. I'm about to map this out like this. A killer, an absolute psychopath, smart killer. That's what you woke up. And you over here sipping drinks with your glasses.
Nah, we gotta stay on schedule. I ain't gonna beef us out because like everybody listens, everybody done heard everybody talking about it. I will say, I'll ask you, what's your favorite song from the whole mix of it all? And I guess my last thing on it is, like I said, keep the bigger picture in mind. But now it's, look, this is done. This is round one, if you even, you know, or probably the whole thing is sort of finito for now. But their individual stories are not. Kendrick has an album coming that's probably about to do Globetrotter numbers.
Dumb numbers.
And Drake is, hey, we'll see what's about to happen next, okay? Okay? Right. So, like, what's next? Drizzy, you got to dig deep as well.
He needs to go ahead. He just needs to go ahead and take over summer and drop his summer bops. And I don't want to ignore the fact that Future dropped two back-to-back albums that was absolute bangers. Because we just completely ignored that because of the Kendrick and Drake thing. That boy dropped bangers. This Sunday is a banger. Like, boy was singing. Future's my favorite R&B artist.
And we,
you know what I mean? We
spent mad time in the parking lot, in the front end of Costco, you know, reiterating some Future Hendrix.
And it, come on, look, now.
It's crazy because I haven't even gotten to really invest time in those albums, and I might do that today. But you know the boy dropping a tape tonight, apparently.
I can't wait. He's on fire. Like, arguably one of the greatest artists. Now, you can... No, yeah, you call him a mumble rapper, but we talking about artists, probably one of the greatest artists ever. That boy is a bad man. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my boy, Future Hendrix. That boy's a goat.
Vandross.
Dang, man. Fire Marshal. Give him all of it.
He's like that, bro. What a time, man. Like you said, bro, what a time. That was a classic, man. It really was, but we're going like... Let's see what's coming next, man. Hey, to be honest, it might not be sitting too well with the boy up there. He might let something go this weekend.
Did you see him have a little conversation with Gunna?
I didn't.
Yeah, him and Gunna had a couple of words. Future was like, fuck your album, I'm dropping my mixtape.
No, I was saying Drake, but that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
I would like to see them two have a couple of words.
If this means hip hop is back, that's a W for everybody. And shout out to those boys for not being scared of the fade.
Right. Hey, speaking of Chris Breezy, I feel like Quavo trying to come with some stank, but we letting Chris Breezy get out here like this. Hey, don't dance on you. You know what I'm saying? They'll punch on you and out rap you. Chris Breezy, come on now. The world is beautiful.
It might bang on you too, on the court and in the streets.
Right. Like, right. Hey, Chris Breezy looking like the ultimate alpha because he out here really beating people up. Like, he ain't playing with nobody. Like, he ain't playing with nobody.
No, he really Iron Man. He got too much on his hands. He done got his master's back. He got ownership. He's still got
all the swag in the world.
While we're here, give that man his Super Bowl halftime show.
Come on now. Hey, I'm glad you said it. Like, you really want to show, you really want one of the best shows you possibly could see. Go ahead, give it to the man. Let him do his Michael Jackson thing up there, because he's going to give you everything. He's going to give you the dancing. He's going to give you the probably one of the best performances we're going to see in the next 20 years.
There's not a contemporary artist right now that is going to put on a better halftime show than Chris Brown. They need to stop playing. I ain't got nothing else to say about music, man, until tonight, because tonight is going to be up.
Yeah, I know. Soon they drop. Download.
Seven somethings, man. We are on the number two. We're gonna speed it up just a tad. But quickly on the Lakers. Lake Show got bounced. What I will say is they have an interesting summer ahead. Yeah, I think that Darvin Ham was kind of scapegoated to get out. I think that ultimately, was he the best coach? No, I let some thoughts go on my story. Not the biggest X's and O's guy. Clearly kind of got out-chest in some of these matches with Mike Malone. But he also understood how to get that roster that hadn't been together very long to play some pretty good basketball. Just wasn't consistent enough. It didn't execute in the most meaningful moments. But then again, if Bron hits the J from the top in game two, it's like an entirely different series, and that's not on Darvin Ham.
I love Bron. Ooh, because they was wide open. That man fell. That you should have hit that bucket. That's facts.
AD, 0 points in a couple fourth quarters. I'm the leader of the AD bandwagon and empowerment wave. Thought he should have been defensive player of the year. And I know he dealt with an injury. And I'm the one that reminds folks, yo, he played 70-plus games this year. Stop talking about too close.
71.
Without a consistent backup center. Like, he shouldered the load the whole season, put up monster numbers. But I can say that I could have used a little more dog in crunch time this year. But Mans was probably just whooped. He was carrying a lot, as was Bron. And ultimately, hey, that's the draw, man. They didn't run from the Nuggets. They played with them every single game. Game one was a little lopsided. But anyway, today, you got no head coach. It looks like J.J. Redick's coming in for that job. It looks like he's coming in for that job. I'll sit back and see how it goes.
That's an interesting selection.
JJ
Redick is very intelligent, and he does understand the game of basketball. Matter of fact, one of the first games I ever saw, JJ Redick was killing him. He was on the Clippers. So that's an interesting selection, though, and it is Darvin Ham's fault. He was supposed to keep them together. Like, his job as a coach isn't to give them the talent. He can't give them the talent. It's to utilize the talent. It's to recognize when you're in a slump that you need to fix this. It's your job to help your team maintain a 20-point lead at the half. What did y'all do when y'all went to halftime and said, all right, bet, first half is over. We're gonna set this out.
Yeah, there were some lineups that had no defense out there. It was some questionable stretches.
Not only are you not play getting calling, back on defense, like we're doing everything that you could do in the third quarter to give up the loss, you did.
The way Michael Malone got in the ref's face and should have got tossed or ejected in one of those in game two, where he can kind of just see that, as a coach, you have to be the biggest advocate for your team in all facets. So when Bron's not getting ticky-tack foul calls, but the Nuggets are, Ham, you got to take your hands out of your pockets, big dog. I need you to get a technical. How you go the whole season and don't get a technical?
Right. You too, Joku Smooth. We need big man energy. You need to be down there politicking with your gang. I felt like we were the better team every single game.
I believed in us. I surely did.
At first, going into the game, I was like, I don't know. And then I watched the first game, second game. I'm like, we are clearly the more dominant team. Oh, we're losing ourselves. D'Angelo Russell getting ice cold out of nowhere. And by the way, I love D'Angelo Russell. I think he's a baller. And it was Darvin Ham's not calling no plays to get people easy buckets to get us back in rhythm. Once we call a timeout, get a play, run a play so we can get an easy bucket and get us back in rhythm. The easiest thing to do. Slow the game down. You're letting them run on us.
Yeah. No, and this combo is kind of why I feel like, you know what? JJ might be the guy. Because I don't think JJ is going to sit down. He didn't show it on First Take and ESPN that he's got some fire. I don't know what kind of player you thought he was. He was just this sit in the corner, catch and shoot guy. No, he's got some. He's got a basketball fire to him, and he might bring that to the sideline in the way that we need to draw some stuff up the way that we need. However, the front office, and I give credit to Rob because he turned the roster around at the deadline the season before this one.
Mm-hmm.
And last summer, he, you know, brought in some more guys that were additive this year, whether that was TP or they, you know, mainly TP and just kind of keeping D'Lo in the mix. But he's pulled a couple rabbits out of his hat. But whether they're debating a LeBron extension and going to get somebody else, we can't really do that, man. We can't. Basically, they've got some hard decisions to make.
I know. Somebody need to talk to LeBron. LeBron got enough money, man. He needs some hoopers. You need to bring in some world-class hoopers.
You cannot be a $50 million salary cap hit this year, LeBron.
Right.
But for the next 2 years. You just can't and think that this team is going to be in round 2-3 in the finals.
That's not going to happen. Unless you're going to shoulder the load. So you're tired because you're shouldering the load, but you're taking up some of that. You're taking too much cap. So you're going to make a choice.
You quite literally can't anymore. And if you're going to now mortgage some of the depth that you have compiled to go and get a Trae Young or whoever else it is, and then you're fleshing the roster out from the dollar store, that's not going to get it done. You're going to be too thin.
So, right.
Somebody's got to make the hard decision this summer. Earl's bro might dip. I don't know.
We got to have a conversation with him. Like, you can bring Bronny James, and that's going to be cool if you draft him. And that's going to be all fine and dandy, but that ain't going to – you'll get to the eighth seed again, ninth play-in game again. You're going to barely make it throughout the year because you're in the West. This ain't the East. If we was on the East, we'd be easily number three. Easily number three. Right, but this is the West. Oh, yeah. Everybody
You got the gauntlet. You got the gauntlet out here for sure.
Heck yeah!
I said this on the pod before. Whether that's call KD, call Steph, call Dre, call Clay, call Steve Kerr. Whether that is you make a power move that somebody's like, I think Bron got one more trick up his sleeve before his career is all said and done.
It
needs to be something meaningful, and it can't be let's max Bron out, let's go get another all-star, and we have no money for good players.
Right, because this league is a 12-man league now. Like, you got to transition over. Like, you can't do the big three thing. You got to have a 12-man league. What's beating the Nuggets right now? The bench. And besides Anthony Edwards, is absolutely amazing. But that Timberwolves bench, killing them.
And you need continuity. I have a theory when it comes to the playoffs that you don't get it done in your first crack as a unit. Look at Denver. Jokic and Murray were on that team for 4 or 5 years before they really got there. They went and added Aaron Gordon, finally got a healthy MPJ. Now we are the perennial contenders we wanted to. Tatum and Brown been together their entire career.
Yeah.
Haven't got it done yet. Embiid has been in Philly his entire career. Hasn't got to the conference finals yet.
That's true.
Luka is on apex, you know, and he's probably still got another level that he will reach. But it's like, it takes continuity and trust.
Mm-hmm.
The Nuggets beat us because they had trust.
Yeah.
They knew, so what, we're down 15. There's 15 minutes left. Let's just play. Let's keep playing. We have a guy that we know can do anything. And he empowers and trusts everybody else to do their job as well. So there's just endless trust, but that's not built. That's not built in the offseason. That's not built in the trade machine and the draft, none of that. You got to have some consistency rolling over, but they also have to go make a move. So it's going to be, hey, man, hey.
They like you can't. It can't just be Bron and AD, and then we hoping that Russell catch fire. Like it can't just be like. And by the way, I feel like they should utilize Austin Reeves way more in the fourth quarter. Like, he has a slow first through two, three quarters. Austin Reeves is a monster in the fourth quarter. Every single time, put him in. Start that man.
I mean, yeah, I think we did kind of see, and we're going to move to number three. I think he did show that he's a bit more Ginobili than he is.
Oh, that's perfect.
Than he is a true just third guy on right. the team. It's like, we need you to be the spark that's going to give you buckets. A second unit closes with us. Like, yeah, we can depend on you and we'll empower you and give you mad time, but how many shots are you really going to take away from Bron and AD when you're starting with them? You know,
right.
How much usage are you really going to be able to explore? And if that's the case, that means that you're getting targeted on defense every time. Then, you know, they're going to shuffle the deck a little bit. They'll have to.
They need to get somebody fast and explosive. They need to get somebody who can drive to the rim and create their own shots. They need a natural hooper. I think D-Lo is good. We just need one more natural hooper that can create their own buckets. Like, oh, he's going to give you 22 points no matter what. Let's make sure that we put somebody on him, because then that's going to open up AD's game. Then it's going to open up LeBron's game. Somebody that can catch and shoot when LeBron passes it. So, you know what I'm saying? We could talk about this all day, guaranteed.
Yep. Seven somethings, man. Number three. This is going to be an easy one because I'm kind of got to it for the most part, even there talking about the Lakers, but this was just going to be any other round one sort of takeaways that there was. And honestly, I don't have a ton. Miami rolled over, but they weren't healthy. I think that they've got some looking in the mirror to do. But yeah, what we also know is that Eric Spoelstra is a Hall of Famer.
Like, yeah,
walking and living in the league still right now, and he's going to always have that team competing.
Yeah, they need a big score. Like Kevin Durant be perfect over there.
Yeah, they need to make a swing. I don't know how much – I don't know what the longevity is for real with Jimmy Butler. Just because, you know, he's tend to break down quite a bit. But
yeah, he do. Go ahead and tune up.
I'll swing up to Milwaukee maybe next year. I'll give my first crack theory where it's like, yeah, it's tough to do it on the first crack because for one, you need to be healthy, and two, you kind of have to have that, you have to acquire that trust over the season. Giannis and Dame were starting to get there. It didn't look like they were the version that we envisioned they were going to be.
No,
it's year one, you're playing catch up to these teams that already kind of know themselves,
right? That didn't play out that way.
But then we saw the Giannis injury, and it's like, okay, well, what are we talking about then? This isn't happening, you know?
I still think they need one more star. They need, like, not even a star. They need one more. Somebody else that can kind of, like, bring their game together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody's going to mesh their two games. Because Giannis going to drive in and bang on you all day long. And you know what Dame going to give you. But you need somebody that's going to complement both of those. Kind of like a Chris Bosh did for Wayne and Bron. Like, they need that. And if they get, like, a piece like that and then build that bench, then now we got a nasty Bucks team. Because I must say,
around February, I was sort of on the camp of, I think Milwaukee's a sleeping giant and that they're going to make a run in the postseason again because Giannis has been there. He knows what it's like. He's never had – after Dame hit that game winner over, I want to say, Sac, and he went and hugged him so hard, and he was just like, oh, my God, thank the Lord that I have this, man.
You're right, right, right.
We will do this again. I didn't have this before, and we got it done. I think he's that headstrong, confident, and capable. But so next year, you know, eyes on the Bucks still for next year. Philly, Daryl Morey's talking about they're going to blow it up.
I like that Tyrese Maxey. I think that boy's bad, man.
Gotta love Maxey. They'll be another year in of it. But
they should bring Paul George in there. I like Paul George over there. Bring Paul George and get Klay Thompson.
Oh, man, that's a squad. That's a squad.
Now Embiid don't got to be triple covered. You know what I'm saying? even now that's spread your floor. All you need Klay to do is hit threes and hit mid-range jumpers. Klay, that's all you got to do. Play good defense, threes and jumpers. Now we have a now ain't nobody beating Philly over there. Go get Klay, build a bench, put some hoopers over there.
My last thing on Philly takeaway was that I think Embiid learned injury does a lot to you, man. Injury just takes a major toll on the mind, and that's more of an obstacle than even the body dealing with the body is when you're playing through an injury or coming back from an injury. But I hope that he realized he unlocked something if he leans into being a facilitator and playmaker. So we know he's a force. We know he's like Shaq today, that there's nobody right. that can guard this 7 foot, 270 pound, Euro stepping, 3-point shooting African. Like,
yeah,
nobody.
Yeah. He's ridiculous.
Look, that's all you, big dog. But when he realized that he couldn't be the full athletically dominant version of himself, you realize that, yo, if I'm on the elbow one-on-one, you are going to still double me or dip deeply into help. And if I become a little Jokic-esque and I become a 5-6 assist per game guy, and I'm baiting you into the double. I'm trying to involve
the I need players. The double, yeah.
You are going to get your 27, 28 still because you'll live at the line. You will get your shots, but everybody else around you will be better. Hopefully it doesn't take as much of a toll on your body. You're not falling down as much.
Right.
That now you are scarier as a team than you are.
Right.
Looking more like Denver.
Right. Right. That's why go get Paul and go get Klay. Get both of those, that's
nasty.
You look like the different. Now you look like the Denver Nuggets. And by the way,
that is
Eric
nasty.
Gordon kept getting open. I know we're going back to number one, but Eric Gordon kept getting open on that baseline. That was driving me bananas.
And you know who it was, bro.
Yep. Boy, don't be playing no defense. Talking about he should have won Defensive Player of the Year at least once.
Oh, right. Yeah, I thought you were talking about this year being AD. Yeah, it was Bron, bro. It was Bron.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't get Defensive Player of the Year, bro. Eric Gordon is open on the baseline almost every play.
Next year, we got all these big guys. We're supposed to have bodies, Jackson Hayes and Christian Wood and, you know, TP and AD. You know, they're supposed to reinforce the front court. We ended up having Bron and AD play power forward and center all damn game. We need Bron back at the point.
Right.
We need you playing like Magic Johnson, not breaking your body down with two other 7-footers on the squad. So now ain't no way any of y'all can rebound with us.
Right. That offensive rebounds, Aaron Gordon. Hey, that ate us alive.
Bron can, he know how to box out, but he wasn't committing to playing 40 plus minutes and
rebounding and playing great defense
and playing with this rim running fool. Like, it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah. No, that's facts. Because they don't require Aaron Gordon to score that way. Like, Aaron Gordon don't got to score. He just got to do what he do. Josh Hart and Aaron Gordon got the same style of play. You know what I'm saying?
It's gritty. Out West, man, first round takeaways. Phoenix, blow it up. Give it up. Get you some assets back.
Blow that up.
It's cooked.
No, that's done. Hey, first of all, I don't know why they thought Bradley Beal was going to be that guy.
And the thing is, what? You're going to have to part ways with your two legitimate folks because nobody's going to take him off of you.
Right. So you got it. I love Kevin Durant over there. But if you don't build no more pieces around that, then you just require to have Booker, Beal, and Durant. This is a 12-man game. This is a 12-man game now. What I look at them Timberwolves, though. I'm calling it right now. They're going to the NBA Finals.
I don't think there's anything else on the – hey, whew. I don't think there's anything else on the first. I'm going to skip to 5. Well, it's still 4. 7 something. It's number 4. I didn't get to pod right after this Lakers series ended. And like I said, I was sick. I didn't get on here for a little bit. Hindsight, easy to say for sure. I would have got on here and told y'all without a shadow of a doubt, Denver's got trouble on their hands.
Yes.
Because Jokic got by because we didn't have anybody to reinforce AD. AD
correct
neutralized Jokic in the sense that he was stride for stride with him in output in that round one. It was Murray that smoked us because we had nobody who could defend him.
That, and that's why it took Austin Reeves out.
And it, we couldn't.
Was cooking Austin Reeves.
And both game, well, first one was across, was against AD, but up until then, he's like, there's nobody on this team that is going to stop me, that is guarding me. He was empowered like that come crunch time.
Yeah.
Jokic individually, this is why I felt like he shouldn't have been MVP this season at least, but which is why I knew that they would have trouble with the front court and intensity and toughness that Minnesota has. Like I said, it's so easy to say now that they are up 2-0 without me saying this originally. Please listen to the past episodes. You will know that I was getting at this at least. And I said this about the MVP takes. But, yes, Minnesota has lined these pieces up. I made a players list. This is what number four was. I made a players list that was going to be one of those episodes. It was going to be, I want to say, a week ago Saturday, because the first round had – it was the Saturday before the Lakers and all those first-round eliminations happened. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do it while round one was still in play. I got – you're looking at my notes. I got all of these names on the top of this list, and I was just going to rank the players in the first round. Like, who's overall – like, let me do top 20 players who are in the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
And making the list, I didn't finish it because I was like, okay, how deep do I want to get into the numbers and blah, 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 and all this and that. I got – to eight because it's hard. It's very, very hard. I put Jokic at number one just because 30-10.
You got to respect
every
it.
Night in, night out is incredible. You know what I mean? Very tough, but I put Luka at two. I put Shea at three. I squeezed Embiid at four. I had Anthony Davis at five.
Mm.
I had Brunson at six.
Mm.
And look, there's numbers written on top of each other and X's out. Like, hold on. I made a mistake. This ain't good. Something's got to change.
I know, because you got Luka in front of Embiid. That's kind of wild.
Because it wasn't full-fledged, dominant, I'm rolling on all cylinders Embiid.
Okay, so you're basing it on right now how it looks.
Yes, that's what it was. Okay. That's what it was. And it was Brunson playing out of his damn mind. And I gave him the nod over Ant at seven because Ant's got some support. Ant doesn't have to go MJ mode with this squad because they have a well-rounded team. Mike Conley is a general at point.
Yeah, yes.
Rudy Gobert owns the, you know what I'm saying? I was hating on his accolades, but he has these accolades for a reason. Nobody can point fun at that trade anymore. Cat. 5 years ago, he polled executives who they wanted to start the league, who would they have built their teams around. The answer was Karl Anthony Towns. That's not an assumption. That is true. He is the former number one overall pick, undefeated in college up until the championship game they lost. It's like he's got a pedigree. He's like that as well. Jaden McDaniels, you know, his brother's in the league. He's like that. Family's like that. He's like that. West of these guys, you know, that is a team. So the reason why I put him over Ant is because Ant doesn't have to shoulder that. He's capable and his ceiling is all the way there. But night in, night out, he's just going to play good ball. And he wants to win. We're seeing that the ceiling is there. So I edged Brunson over Ant. And what's crazy is I had to put Ant over Jason Tatum. My list ends there because I'm like, all right, this is tough. Now, the rest of it, you know, I'm getting to all the Halliburtons and Brunsons. I mean, I had Halliburton and, you know, Bookers and Paolos and Donovan Mitchells. I wasn't getting all of those guys. But that is the snapshot up there of like, okay, who's going to be the guy? Who's the man right now? And these are all,
but we talk
all
about
round two. Except
we're talking
80.
About the Minnesota Timberwolves, right? Did they finish? They finished number one in the league on the West, right?
Nope. Thunder did. They took three by a hair.
Because Nuggets had two.
Yeah, Nuggets had two.
All right, so then let's rewrite this. So the Minnesota Timberwolves is top three in the West. The Timberwolves, where Anthony Edwards is to me
probably one of the best players in the NBA right now. And for some reason, I watched him last year and I kept going, hey, man. Y'all bet somebody better put some respect on his name. He about to take over the league. I was watching the last year. I was a fan when he came in. And then I watched him last year and I was going. And then they go number three. Now, yeah, they got Rudy and they got Carl Anthony Towns. And I like that combination. And I didn't think it was going to work unless Anthony Edwards was going ball. He's giving you every single thing he has, the whole package. He is the premier basketball player, youth. Talent, aggressiveness, wants to win, says the right things in a post conference, gets his team involved, know how to utilize everybody, leader. The man has every single thing, the Euro, the dribble, the outside, the inside.
Best shoe in the league right now.
Like, oh yeah. Yeah.
That means something too.
Hey, because I haven't seen a real good shoe in a long time from an NBA basketball player. I like the new Kyrie's that dropped.
He got the kicks right now for sure. You're 100% valid in what you're saying. And evidence to that, I have a 2K theory too, where I just randomly insert 2K into conversations about stuff because I think it's a great reference point. What do you think Anthony Edwards is? And his overall just got a little uptick in this recent update. What do you think his overall is in 2K?
I hope 97.
Well, he's 95.
Okay.
Which is absurd still, because he started this 2K as an 87 or an 88.
Right.
Peaked at 91 coming into the playoffs. And he just got a +4 on top of the 91. And it's there.
He should have been a 97. You honestly can't like stop him. Like you really can't stop him. And you have to double him. And I love, and this is why the Nuggets, by the way, the Nuggets lost two at their house.
We should have got two at their house.
Right. But they lost two at their house.
And that was going to be my argument for why a more sound defensive and overall team is going to do work against them. Because we
correct. It looks like everything, the aggressiveness that the Timberwolves is playing with, if we came with that, we had that same aggressiveness, we would have swept the Nuggets, or at least we would have took it in five. I'm talking about the Lakers again, because you know I love my Lakers. But same energy. Watch how they swarm Jokic. Jokic look bad right now. That boy look bad.
And please go back in the pod if you think I'm lying. I said, is it Nuggets or the field in the West right now? I'm talking February, March. I said, I'm going field because this team is a four-person team. It is Jokic, Murray, Gordon, and
Porter. KCP is all right.
You know what I'm saying? But as potent as he is, as potent as that four group is, it's going to be this ain't the year where four players gets it done.
No, you need that bench. You need that bench love. Hey, this is all about your bench. Is your bench good? Because the Timberwolves bench is good. I think they were like +16.
In the playoffs, your starters are getting pushed to the limit. So
correct.
If you got if you have a unit that can push them to the limit enough, and then you have the reinforcement behind it, that's when, okay, we got y'all. Because
right.
That's what happened to us.
By the way, the Nuggets lost without Gobert. Gobert was not there game two. And it didn't even make a difference. You couldn't even tell worse. If he played on worse. That team.
Boys was down 30.
Like, you couldn't even tell he was on the team. That's what I'm saying. You couldn't even tell if he was on the team. They didn't miss that man at all.
And that's why Malone got out there and lost his mind, because he realized his team was shell-shocked. He's like, yo, I'm looking at y'all, and y'all don't look like yourselves.
No. Jokic looked tired. Because that first round, he was getting wore out.
I'm going to move to five so that way we can sneak in five and six before we wrap this up, because it's almost that time. Five was my MVP votes. I think the MVP was a robbery, man. I think it was a robbery. And with Omar and Shiv on the last pod, we talked about when the awards are announced and how that makes the league look in hindsight. because we always end up with first team and second team and third team announced second round two, round three, when so-and-so who made first team got bounced in round one, and now the league looks stupid because they put somebody on first team where it's like, we're watching who should have been there still playing versus whoever y'all snubbed.
Right.
Jokic, one will emerge out of Shea and Luka. They're about to battle. I think that series is going seven.
No, I feel that way.
One of them deserved the MVP this season. How much more can you do? The reason why I think Jokic didn't is because, yes, the numbers are absurd, and he is probably still unequivocally the best player in the league, but you're doing what you have consistently done for 4 to 5 years now with championship pedigree surrounding you, coaches that know what they're doing, reserves that know what they're doing. So, yes, you are incredible, but the team is on autopilot because y'all are so damn good until you get to the postseason. What Shea is doing is remarkable. Do they have a player over 30 on the roster? And they won. They had the best record in the league, in the conference. If you had a better record than the Denver Nuggets and were giving Jokic the MVP because he was outstanding and the team was outstanding, they weren't better than us. And we got nobodies. That's the average person can't name seven players on that team.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So give that man his credit. It's not normal what he's doing.
No.
Luka Doncic, 34-9-9. Your second in command played 50 games. You won 50 games still.
And you really can't tell. And nobody knows who's on the Mavericks besides Kyrie. You don't know who's on the Mavericks. Like, so we talk about it's MVP, not MVT. You know what I'm saying? It's not the most valuable team. Nobody knows who's on the Mavericks. Like, you watch the game and go, oh, I didn't know you had him. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's a robbery, dog. The basketball that those two guys specifically just exhibited for the length of a season through injury, ups and downs, trades, who knows what else. Come on, dog.
Yeah, like, I know, yeah.
That is not just first team All-NBA. One of those two deserved the MVP award this year. And I'm looking dead at the voters who are sitting on desks on television and big network podcasts. And I'm saying that vote for Jokic was lazy, bro. You're not really rewarding who had the best season.
Do you think you take Jokic off? And you put Jokic on another team, do the Nuggets make the playoffs?
Yeah.
So the Nuggets make the playoffs without Jokic?
Think so.
I don't think so. Hell no.
They sneak in around eight because it's too much seasoning still there. It's like they know how to play. They play well. They got an incredible crowd. Mike Malone, give him his credit. He's an incredible coach. And just because we take Jokic off, I mean, if we're playing the what-if game, What if the team front office realizes something? They just don't start DeAndre Jordan. It's like, okay, we're replacing that with something because they're a smart organization.
Right.
They draft well. They have good players all up and down that roster. So it's like, yeah, we take Jokic off. They're not in the lottery, if you ask me. If you take Jokic off that team, they're not what the Memphis Grizzlies were this year.
No.
Heck no.
Oh no, well, I agree with that. So then you take SGA off the Thunder. Playoff team?
They're in the lottery. Houston Rockets.
And that's why SGA should have got MVP. That's the number one reason. Because come on, man. I feel the exact same way. It should have went to either Luka or it should have went. We're talking about just most valuable player to the team. Not most valuable player to the league. Don't get me wrong. Jokic is putting up phenomenal numbers, but hey, that ball just be falling in that man's lap. You ever watch the rebounds? It's crazy to me. It's like the ball knows where he's at.
and it just comes down to that team chemistry being so intact. You don't have players fighting over a rebound.
Right.
Jokic is going to get it. Let me fly the lane because he might hit me on the touchdown pass.
Because he's going to catch a rebound and an outlet pass.
I understand what I need to do to play off of him. where nobody's stepping on each other's toes. So it's like that much synergy on the squad, and there's precedent. Back to back, cool. Because yeah, once incredible, we got this first MVP. You still got doubters. Guess what? That's why you got back to back. Because no, you are like that. To get number three, I gotta see something that I haven't seen from you before.
And you know, crazy, because he got three back to back, and LeBron did not get three back to back. When he
not Giannis. Who got it last year? Embiid jumped in there. And Embiid was on pace to probably get it this year had he not got hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he got three. He got three in 4 years. For that number three, like we saying, I need to see you take it somewhere else.
Right.
Like, you know, 70 wins. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to see you elevate.
Taking the team to it. Like, yeah.
You can't have a worse record than this college roster Oklahoma City Thunder team, and I'm giving you the MVP. It's lazy, right, bro. That's lazy. That's narrative driven. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like to be all – I'm not trying to be too, you know, boisterous with what I'm saying. But
you're trying to keep,
like,
the face of the league. You're trying to keep Joker the face of the league.
And it's like, look, you got two other – international players you can give it to as well if that's what you want to do. But it's
right,
the league is in good hands. We got talent. We don't got to make it difficult.
Right. Like,
I
agree with
that. That, bro, but this was, that was just the look. That was wrong. And finals prediction, you with the Timberwolves?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Timberwolves Celtics. I think that's how it ends. I think that's who's really gonna beat the Celtics 4 games?
So I would like, so for me, I'm pulling for Dallas for some strange reason. I'm
really
pulling for Dallas to go all the way because I just, and the reason why I kind of see it getting there is because this is the, they've kind of got the 2016-17 Cleveland, like Kyrie is at that level right now.
Oh yeah. He balled.
He's at that level. Luka is, there's just a story to be sort of fulfilled that I think that he is just knocking on the door. The way he smashed Phoenix in that Game 7 and the way he took it to the Clippers by like single-handedly a couple of times, it's like that boy is ready for the moment. And I felt going into Game 1 that with OKC having home court, all you got to do is try and split those first two. They're going to have to figure out how they're going to beat them. And that takes a round or so if we're in a boxing match or whatever analogy you want to make.
Right.
Feel them out. Once you feel how they can't counter you, we're there. Ultimately, I don't think that OKC should be getting Dallas out of there. If they do, I'm probably rolling with Minnesota, like you said, because I think that Boston's Achilles heel is crunch time. I don't think that they know what we are doing hands down last 2-3 minutes of the game or four or five minutes left in the game. It's neck and neck. They know how to generate good looks, of course, and they just put that on display. They just ran clinics on teams this year. When it comes down to it, I still think it's a little too look around. Oh, I trust. No, you go ahead. No, you go ahead. No, you go ahead. Like, not in the way Denver is where it's like, trust. We just, the ball just has magic in it.
Right.
Know? And the shot's going to go down when we're ready for it. I think when the going gets tough over there and it comes down to Tatum, dog, you have it all. I need you to just step into that and own it.
Just be the killer that you're trying to be.
Right. You guys can't. I don't think Mazzulla has got the enough alphaism to even sort of just be like, no, y'all are gonna do what I'm gonna tell y'all to do. They've got all the pieces, all the trust is sort of built up there, and it's just that is a cold squad. But I'm worried about them when it comes down to either we're trading buckets or we just need one. Who's getting us? Who is legitimately doing it for us? So it's answer for all the other teams. It's a Kyrie or Luka. It is Shea. It's Yoke. It's Ant, or Ant's going to play through his team.
Yep.
And in the East, all right, it's Brunson. I think Brunson. Yep. I think the Knicks can beat them boys next round.
No. Dear God, no. The Knicks is not beating the Celtics. No way. Hey.
They're probably not. But as tough as those boys play,
that's a no.
And
no.
The way that crowd is, if it comes down to game 6 and 7.
No. I hate that. The Celtics are gonna lose in the finals. They're gonna lose in the finals. They're not gonna choke none of this right here. They're gonna choke in the finals.
They better not, because that team's too damn good. And they better win it all.
It's maturity still plays a part over there. And like they got their roles, but it's still not who's gonna, like you said, who's gonna get that bucket when you need that bucket? Because they don't know who's gonna get the bucket, and that's the problem. Like, all right, look, we need this bucket. Tatum, you take it. I need you take over. He gonna be like, no, you take over. And then that's where the stalemate is. To me, that's my perspective, though.
Right. No, for real, man. And they were up on Golden State 2 years ago.
Yeah. I know the Knicks ain't winning. And Brunson, by the way, that boy is outworldly with his hooping right now. That man is out here going crazy.
I can't. So the other reason why I think they could beat them, and then we're gonna hit number 6 of the 7 something. 7 is gonna be a whole separate pod. The reason why I think they can. OG's getting in their jersey. Josh Hart is getting in their jersey.
Yeah, yes.
Hardenstein and Achiuwa, and Josh Hart. They are going to hit the boards something serious. I'm worried about Boston's front court against them, and I'm just worried about their overall toughness. We haven't seen KP come back yet. We know Al can outplay his age and what we expect of him pretty consistently, but no rebounds, no rings. Mm. If y'all aren't going to buck up with that team, from a toughness perspective, because I think that Philadelphia squad, even with Embiid not being 100%, I think that Philly squad had what it took to also upset Boston. I swear to God I did. I said this on the last pod too. I said that if y'all match up with them, yes, because here's the thing with Boston. It's mental toughness and it's just a killer instinct. Y'all know that y'all can smash teams, but are you going to smash teams and come back the next game and smash them again?
Right.
And then the next game and smash them again.
Like, are you built on complete domination? But you'll win the first race and then run with them in the next race. Hey, so you run the 4-3. I'm a little faster than you, so I'm gonna jog with you until we finish this race. So they do play like that.
And that back line has to be the anchor. If it's Al and Cornette, come on,
that's
dog.
Different.
Come on, dog. You tell me. I know. Drew is all world. Brunson has just shown you can't put him. One person isn't going to stop him from getting to from living in the floater range and getting his 30. And
he's ridiculous, by the way.
He's going to live there and get his 30, bro. They lucky they don't got Randall, and Randall might mess around and sneak back.
That would be good. That would be good. That would be good for them.
And what's crazy is they're so confident right now because they have so many assets. They've got second or third most first round picks in the league that they are leveling up this offseason and will be better next year. So Boston, if you don't get them boys now.
Yeah, you're not going to get them next year. But you know what Ant Edwards reminds me of? It reminds me of the Miami Heat team with Shaq. That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah, where it's just like the league is looking at like, oh, damn. It ain't nothing we can do right now. Like,
no,
realize it.
As much as you try to push the narrative somewhere else,
like the way Ant looks, that boy, what does Shaq say he gonna call him? He said he ain't gonna call him Ant no more, he gonna call him Rex. He a T-Rex. If he stays with this energy, don't get hurt. Man, God protect this man health. I need to see this all the way through. It's no way a team is getting ready to beat that team. Carl Anthony Towns is the ultimate compliment piece to that whole thing because he can stretch the floor. He can drive. If he just stay out of foul trouble, he's one of the best big men in the game. He's good. So I just don't see nobody pushing him out of the championship light. I can't see it.
He's going to be holding up perfectly fine. Confident to say that, not even without knocking on wood, because he's got football toughness built into him. Do you remember that game where he got the game winning block? He was at the top of the square.
I've seen that. Got it.
Absolute freak play. But, bro, he went from up there and landed straight on his back or side. Like, he was as high as he was. And the way, like, all the momentum and people were, you know, just rolling and energies took their bodies in midair. He went from way up there and came straight down on the ground. Nothing to break his fall. Pop right back up.
Yeah.
And there was all bunch of adrenaline and who knows what and all that, too. But that is just a case in point. No, his body is meant to – he is looking for all of this contact. He's not shying. He's not worried about – he doesn't think he's going to get hurt right now.
Right now, yeah. He got his arm. And he's putting his arm in the rim, dunking on people. So he don't care about no physical contact. You're absolutely right about that. Absolutely right about that. I just can't see nobody. I like to see the Thunder in them play, and I don't think the Thunder got enough for him particularly. Just 7 games straight? Well, I don't know, bro. And you got to win 2. And Minnesota turned up right now. This Minnesota ain't never had life so good ever.
And just to not discount OKC, because we ain't show them no love. Hey, if they do get it done, we can't be shocked as well. I think the unsung heroes would be the Jalen Williams and the Lu Dorts, who are going to have to face up with these guys and make life difficult. And they do all the dirty work to allow Shea to just be, you know, one track minded. It's still got. It's slightly possible because also, oh man, all right, last part, and then we're going to do we're going to do 0.6 and we're out of here. I watched a lot of those FIBA World Cup games last summer. I have the tweets to reference it as well. One of my tweets was that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, watching him for Canada last summer, play the rest of the world. I said, he is playing like a 99 overall. He's doing it all. And he's making it look like it is like he's sleepwalking. Step back, Euro, floater, to the line, pull up three, bang out, up and under. Everything is in his bag. 99. And doing it in succession. Like, watching that. And they eventually took silver, or they took bronze, because they beat USA in the bronze medal game. And the U.S. didn't medal in that round. Takeaways from that were big. It was a reflection of, you know, some current basketball right now. You saw guys like Paolo Banchero break out. You saw the Wagners go crazy for Germany and win gold over these other teams, over Serbia. And
Yeah.
Olympics are coming up this summer. But that was a good reference point. And I was just saying that, like, I paid attention to that, and Shea is like that. That's going to have to be the name of this pod. Like,
He
does, because the rest of his team takes care of business, and he is at this Skywalker level, could happen. That's why he should have been MVP.
That man balls. I was watching the game, and I was watching how he moved. He ran the whole floor. And then his cleanup crew was magnificent. That man's a great blocker. That is Hooper, a great blocker.
Hooper.
So watch that whole setup is really nice. That young old team. And then if they stick together, that's like Golden State Warriors next. Like, they're like the next Golden State Warriors era, because they're ridiculous. Now, I don't think they need no more pieces. I just think that experience is going to show up at the toughest time. So How are they going to be when they got adversity with somebody that's been there? That's what I'm curious about.
Seven somethings, man. Number six, so we're going to get out of here. WNBA's here. It's going to be the most lit WNBA season, perhaps, in the league's history. It's going up.
Yeah, it is.
It's going up.
Yeah, it is. And I'm happy. I'm happy about it, too. I'm happy about it. Everybody watching WNBA. The views is up. Everybody got to see what's happening.
It's up, man.
Hey, Jarice, is she a star?
I'm going to try to get her on my fantasy squad, which says enough. I'm playing fantasy WNBA this year. Like, literally.
Hey, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Send the link. Yeah, a couple teams are going to regret passing on her for sure. But this draft class was loaded. The top 10 of this draft was nasty. Wait till you see Cameron Brink for the Sparks. She's literally Rudy Gobert. 6'5 girl from Stanford. She's about to be, yo, no fly zone in here. Like,
hey, man, I was just saying that she's like, she reminds me of Rudy Gobert. I just was saying that. I was talking to somebody at work, like, all right, y'all ain't seeing it. You know what I'm saying? But finally, somebody with some, you know what I'm saying? Can see what talking about.
New York's going crazy. They still got Enescu back. They got Stewie back. They got John Quayle back. Indiana's going to be nuts with back to back studs. They got Aaliyah Boston now next to Caitlin Clark. And if you think Caitlin's not coming in, 24 and 9 a game.
That's what I imagine because she was already super talented. So now she's around all these talented people, looking at the physicality. She's like she's going to adapt, and then she's going to get better. And then if she gets better than what she already was,
she'll have a Wembanyama rookie season. Give her a month to get her feet wet. And by the third month, and by that playoff push time, you're not going to want smoke with her.
Who's your rookie of the year? She a rookie of the year?
She's going to have the numbers for it, for sure. For sure.
Did she get it?
Yeah. I was saying, man, yeah, I think for sure. I'd be shocked, you know, because she can facilitate. She knows how much of a threat she is. And she's better than Steph Curry at involving, like Steph Curry, he can play off the ball great, but as a point guard, he wasn't I'm going to get you 8 or 9 assists no matter what on top of my hot night shooting it. Like he was, I can be a decoy and let everybody else still continue to do their thing, but he's not the,
he wasn't creating the play.
Yes. And I'm looking for the lob as much as I'm looking for my own shot. Caitlin's a natural point on top of just having range and scoring ability. So she's playing with an all-league big. She's playing with Aaliyah Boston, who number one pick the year before this, out of UConn, ready to do real work.
The work got to work. That's my line. The work got to work.
Hey. The league is just going to be up. It's going to be great basketball. Shout out to them. They got charter flights this year. And my Aces, man, our Aces, they going three-peat.
Yeah, it is.
Aces due for her shoe.
We had the tickets for the WNBA last year.
We did.
And I low-key slept on it.
Y'all saw the bundle?
Yeah, it was on a fence. You come in, and then they was asking about it. They sent the email asking about it. You know, I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be the biggest year. Make sure we send those in. So hopefully we get those back in because it's gonna go up.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So I need to get with the. I need to make sure I send a message to the vendors like, hello, Costco needs those because that's gonna be prime time for everybody. It's gonna be prime time for Costco. That's gonna be prime time for the WNBA.
And it's a hard ticket to get this year. They sold out of preseason season tickets. Never been done before in the WNBA.
See?
And they've already had to relocate 5 games to T-Mobile Arena.
See? Because they're about to have a big year. The WNBA is getting ready to be just what it is. Like, none of that poverty living that they was giving them lovely ladies. They get ready to start getting big contracts because the viewers is in. The viewers is in. We here to see it. Believe, and now the real
time.
Yeah. It's time. They about to get Chester Cheeto. So the WNBA is getting ready to get transitioned over to something different. So I'm happy to see it. I love the women hoopers, boy. They look great.
Hey, and on everything, well, I shouted out Ant for the kicks. Hey, Sabrina, the Sabrina ones.
I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, bro, more players in the league wearing them than you even noticed then. You just didn't notice yet.
No.
Jordan Poole wore them the whole season. Like, half the league is her shoe was fire. Is the next best shoe behind the Ants right now. Shoe was fired this year.
I need a game, man.
They here. We got Kelsey Plum in commercials and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy for him, but this is the ride. You know, it's time to jump on board the ride this year with the WNBA.
There it is. And if you don't catch it now, it's gonna be too late. So you need to come on down. This here. It's definitely here. Yeah, because this is definitely here. I'm excited. I'm so excited. You know, says I'm definitely gonna catch me a game for sure. Like, I got to be there. I'm trying to get the closest seats possible. You know what I'm saying? I'm already saving up.
Somebody, you getting flued out somewhere?
Nah.
You waiting on it? Nah.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be in the groupie section.
I need the whole thing. I need to even have an Airbnb in the city. You know what I'm saying? I need the whole pie. You know what I'm saying? So
you gonna play your part? You gonna get your pick in? You gonna kick your shoes on the court?
Now, all you gonna see is teeth and cheekbone, baby. I'll be out there grinning. You know what I'm saying?
With your daughter next to you, man. I love it.
Hey, you already know. I need her to see the inspiration. That she needs to see the greatness. I need her to look at it with her own eyes to see the inspiration of life. You know what I'm saying? So that's gonna be a beautiful thing. I can't wait.
Man, we went ahead and did it, bro.
Yeah, we did.
Yep. Right about on time. What we were trying to do. I wanted this to be I wanted us to hit a lot of stuff and cover up some ground, and I think we definitely did that. Had to call upon, hey, man, thank you for answering the call, too, bro.
Hey, no problem.
He was like, oh, he was in the gym 2 hours ago? We kind of both on this nocturnal night shift life. So I'm like, oh, I think I might get my guy right now. Hey, yo, I need somebody to talk this out with.
I'm happy you hit me, man. You know, my schedule's like 4 in the morning, so 4 a.m., that's on my day off, I'm still waking up. Boom. Normal. You know what I'm saying? Make my daughter breakfast, do all the lovely things, take her to school. Then we in that gym. So I'm glad you hit me, because I'll only watch Planet of the Apes, getting ready for that new one to come out. You know what I'm saying? I had to go retouch up on all the other ones so I can make sure I watch the brand new one. And I love this movie, man. They're great. This is a great movie.
I might watch some this weekend.
Yeah, hey, please do, man. Hey, one, you learn some things about life in general. Like, it's not a person that's bad, it's a character that's not a race or a religion, nothing like that. It's the character of an individual that could be twisted or demented, or that could take advantage of an opportunity. So you get to grow and learn from watching how other people move, right? That, in this case, watching how the apes and chimpanzees move. I love that apes stronger together, because in any community, anything, any world, when everybody comes together, is better. Like how this is right now. Glad we got to come together on this podcast. You smell me? You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. Cheers to it, bro.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to let you go do some grown man business. Yeah. Hit me anytime, man. Invite me back. I'll be back with more information for you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we got this person. Now that you hear it, bro, you already know that was it. Now you got the nerves. First day of school is a wrap. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have my outfit ready for the next one. Backpack on me. Backpack. You know what I mean? All right, man.
My dog, I'm out too, man. Like, follow, subscribe. Appreciate y'all for listening. As always, until next time.
For sure.